Now we come to chapter 9. As Aaron and his sons begin their ministry, the glory of the Lord appears now. It's his approval, his blessing upon them. I think this chapter is intensely interesting that we're coming to chapter 9, because it marks the initiation of Aaron and his sons into the service of the priesthood, but it gives in detail the daily ritual of the service of the priests. And with the exception of the great day of atonement, very little detail is given in the remainder of Scripture relative to this daily ritual. Now, we notice something else. The priest became at this time a priest for the first time. Although he was born in Aaron's line, he was not fully a priest until consecrated. And you know what the Hebrew expression here for consecration literally is? It means filling the hand. That means you come to God with empty hands. Consecration doesn't mean that you promise to go as a missionary. Consecration means to come to the Lord and say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Come with empty hands. Let him do the filling. That's consecration. A great many people feel like you got to bring something to God if you're consecrated. And some folk seem to think they're giving the Lord a whole lot when they give themselves. Well, you're not giving him very much, friends. When he got me, all he got was just that much sin. That's all. And we have the same word, consecration, in the Septuagint, which is a Greek translation. And I think it's very close to it. The word is teleo. Telos, that means end. It means the purpose, fulfilling the purpose. Or it means to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. You find that word telos in telescope, a telephone. And I think that explains some of the statements we have in the New Testament. Hebrews 2:10, it says, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. That is, make him complete. It was necessary for him to come down here to accomplish the will of God in order that he might bring many sons home to glory. And then in Hebrews 7:28, it says, for the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh a son who is consecrated forevermore, accomplishing the purpose, the God-given purpose. You see, therefore, we have here in this chapter the office of Jesus, not his characters in view. And that is true of the believer, actually. Now, we have here the ministry of the priest in chapter 9. Aaron prepares to begin his service, first 7 verses. Aaron offers a sin offering. And Aaron offers the burnt offering, and Aaron offers the meal and peace offerings, and Aaron blesses the people, and the glory of the Lord appears. My, what a thrilling section this is. Now, we're told, I begin reading at verse 1, it came to pass on the 8th day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel, and he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering, a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. All of this is done at the commandment of God. Even the details were covered for the 7 days. Now on the 8th day, Aaron was to begin his service as high priest. The 8th day was also the first day of the week. This is the day that Jesus came back from the dead, and Jesus entered into his office as priest after his death and resurrection. Now, the writer to the Hebrews says that if he was on earth, he wouldn't be a priest, that it was not until he ascended into heaven. As Aaron entered into his office as high priest on the first day, his 4 sons were there as witnesses. And likewise, we have 4 gospels which bear witness to the fact of the death and resurrection of Christ. And we today have a perfect and complete priest. And being made perfect, that is complete, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And we obey him when we believe on him. And we obey him after we are believers when we attempt to do his will. That'll be consecration, friends. Consecration is when you and I come with empty hands to Christ and say to fill him. Consecration is not take a little chip and put it on the fire, take a candle and burn it and let your little light shine. You got no little light, friends. We're not lights until we're in Christ. And we come with empty hands, and if he wants us to burn, then we're to burn. And if he wants us to go to Africa, then he'll send us to Africa. We need to be very careful today. These sweet little consecration services, frankly, make me sick. I've seen some of the meanest saints in the world get up and say the sweetest thing at a consecration service, and it's very emotional and very tender, but it sure is hypocritical. Oh, today that you and I belong to him as we should. Now we are told here in verse 3 and 4, and unto the children of Israel thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering, calf and a lamb both of the first year without blemish, for a burnt offering also, a bullock and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meal offering mingled with oil, for today the Lord will appear unto you. Now we have here then a sin offering, kid of the goats, a burnt offering, a calf and a lamb, and a peace offering, a bullock and a ram, and so on. And the Lord was to appear on that day. Now through the death of Christ to the resurrected high priest at God's right hand, that's the way to approach God today. And we have here a picture of the day when Christ shall come forth with his own, the church, to the nation Israel to institute the kingdom. What a picture you have here. But the people obey, and Moses assures them that the glory of the Lord shall appear unto them. Aaron offers a sin offering, and the ritual of the sin offering is followed in meticulous detail. The sin offering was made first. Why? Well, when the offerings were given at the first of the book of Leviticus, it was the burnt offering. The sin offerings come in last. Why? Well, there we're approaching it from God's viewpoint. Here we approach God from man's viewpoint. And my friend, you and I come as sinners, and that question has to be settled first. Then you have the burnt offering, and then you have the other offerings made here, and the ritual is followed as it's been given before. What a picture we have of him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put him to grief when thou hast made his soul an offering for sin. And then Aaron offers the meal offering and the peace offerings according to the ritual. And then Aaron blesses the people, and the glory of the Lord appears. Verse 22, and Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering. And then we are told here, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. There came a fire out from the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Christ now has entered into the holy places that's not made with hands, but he's entered into that which is true heaven itself to appear there for you and me today. Oh, my friend, today lay hold of this living Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege we have today.